Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, where we feature great interviews, inspiring stories, and candid conversations. So join us.
Hey, this is Seawolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. You're listening to Military Life Radio and Navy Wife Radio. We're excited to be back with you tonight live. We have a fun show planned. Today on our show, we're going to be chatting to catch up since our last show and highlight some current events, plus some talking, we're going to talk about some fall fun stuff, plus we're doing an interview with, we're playing an interview we did with the CEO of the USS New Mexico, Commander George Perez Jr. and his wife Liz, and also joining us will be the chairman of the USS New Mexico's commissioning committee, Dick Brown. So sit back and relax. We have a really cool show planned tonight because you guys know we try and make it, it's fun as we can for you guys every time we do a live show. So, and Marla is going to be here a little bit later. She's, got the new baby, and so she will be here shortly, so hang on for that. Plus, we're going to do some questions. If you've guys got any questions via Twitter, then we'll take them. You can find us at, our screen name is at My Military Life on Twitter. So what we're going to do real quick right now is take a break, and when we come back, we'll get started, and we'll tell you all how you can listen to the show and everything else. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio and Military Life Radio.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com. Or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA, we know what it means to serve.
Thanks, everybody, and welcome back to the show. As a reminder, our show is always better with you involved. So if you're listening to us live, be sure to introduce yourself in the chat room. Or if you're on chat, if you're on Twitter, you can use the hashtag #MyMilitaryLife. So we like to say whether your spouse is home, on duty, at sea, or deployed in the sand, we invite you to join the conversation. Just remember OPSEC when you post anything on our site, and that includes on Facebook. So please just give us your first name only. No discussion of ship movement, unit, or boat names, names in conjunction with your command, and doing so just keeps everybody safe. And so first off, let me just say, so Marla is behind the scenes, and when I track chat, Twitter, and the control panel, sometimes there's a little bit of a delay here and there, so just bear with me. But I'm really happy to be back live tonight. As I think you guys have heard, we celebrated our 100,000th download recently, and we're working on splicing up those calls that we've been getting from you guys with messages, but we still need some more. So we're going to be giving out our phone number throughout the night. And whether you're a first-time listener, you've been listening to us for a while, we want to hear from you. And you can leave us a note at or a message at 904-383-7896. That's 904-383-7896. And we want to hear, if you had a favorite moment on the show or how you found us, or if you have any kind of comment or testimonial, we'd love to get that. It's always neat to get feedback from our listeners. And as we're putting together that show, we want to play some messages from y'all. So please leave us a message. If you are listening to us live, we encourage you to go ahead and create an account on Blog Talk Radio. And when you do that, you can request to be a friend, and you can also make our show a favorite by clicking on the little red heart. And that way, every time we update our show topics, you'll get an email. You'll be like the first to know whenever we have a show scheduled. And sometimes we do special episodes that aren't on Tuesday nights that are during the day. So if that happens, you'll get an email. You can find us here most Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern. And if you miss the live show, you can always go to iTunes and search Navy Wife Radio or go to Blog Talk Radio and you just subscribe to the podcast. And that way, every time you plug in your iPod, you get the latest episode, or you can just listen to us on demand from your computer while you're checking email or working out or whatever, you know, in your car. If you have a long road trip coming up, put a couple of episodes on your iPod, and then we'll go in the car with you, and we'll help keep you awake and keep you motivated on the drive to wherever you're going. So that is all of the administrative stuff on our show tonight. I also want to say, too, you know, a big, huge thank you to our friends on Facebook. We haven't had our Facebook page that long, and we recently hit 600 friends or likes or whatever the term is. So thank you to everybody who's following us on Facebook. And we hope to do more engagement on that on Facebook. We're trying to get a volunteer that will help us manage that page. So if you love Facebook and you like to do updates and put encouraging words out there on your own Facebook page, we want you to come join us. So all you got to do is send us a message on our page, and we can talk further. So, yeah, please be a part of our team. Okay, so I am going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to give you an update a little bit about what's been going on since the last time we did our show, give you some current event type information. We're going to take holiday mailing dates and some other things that you might not be aware of. So sit back, don't go anywhere. If you haven't made that cup of iced tea or hot cocoa or homemade cherry lime, go ahead and do that. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Military Life Radio.
U.S. Navy t-shirts, mugs, and more at NavyChief.com. Hot new designs for sailors, chiefs, officers, families, and all those who support our men and women in the United States Navy. NavyChief.com will ship anywhere in the USA, APOs and FPOs too. NavyChief.com offers silkscreen tees for your command, unit, ship, CPOAs, fundraisers, businesses, schools, and other special events. Let our in-house professional graphic artists design your next custom order. Huge selection of tees for only $10 each. NavyChief.com, supporting our shipmates since 1997. Veteran-owned, all NavyChief.com apparel is printed in the USA. Call us at 301-475-0437 or log on at NavyChief.com.
Everyone, welcome back to the show. All right, so I've already told you about our 100,000 download celebration that we're going to do coming soon. Recapping since our last show, if you hadn't heard, the Sears Heroes at Home Wish Registry opened, and it promptly closed like within 24 hours. So if you were one of the lucky few to get accepted into that program, congratulations. They had over 25,000 applicants within 24 hours, and so they closed it early. It caused kind of like a huge comment spree on Facebook and Twitter on problems with the website, and it was hanging up, and people couldn't get through. So I think something that was a little bit of a secret in years past, they did more people are know about it, and a lot more marketing has gone on, and I think the power of social media has made that message just spread very quickly. So if you were one of the lucky few, congratulations. And I just wanted to say thank you to Sears for even offering this program to military families. And it's my understanding there's like 2 gift cards that kind of come your way near the holidays, maybe 3, depending on, the amount of donations received by the American public that contributes. So while you're thinking about putting the holiday list together, when you go to shop, consider shopping at Sears to just support them we're going to shop anyways. We're going to spend money anyways for the holidays. So, so consider supporting Sears in that effort. And I just think it's really, really cool. The other thing I wanted to tell you all about is there is less than, a little over 2 months till Christmas. I think there's 4 paydays left. I saw on military.com. 4 paydays left. So if you haven't been budgeting, realize there's 4 paydays left so you can start to put away a little bit each month so you don't have to spend a whole lot in the month of December. And the holiday mailing dates are available now for shipping overseas if you've got to ship to Afghanistan or Iraq or Djibouti or wherever you're shipping to overseas. And so this came off of the Pentagon channel, but it's via the United States Postal Service. If you've got to ship a package overseas, just keep in mind the first deadline for just regular parcel post, it's November 12th, which is, I think, the cheapest way that you can actually mail something. Space Available Mail or SAM, that deadline is November 26th. Parcel Airlift Mail is December 3rd. Priority Mail is December 10th. And your first-class letters and cards, like Christmas cards, those kinds of things, it's December 10th. So think about that. That's almost like what? I can't think. It's been too late. It's like, 15 days ahead of Christmas. So December 10th. And then if you're going to do express mail, which I don't even know how you can do express mail in Afghanistan, it's December 18th. You really should send by December 4th. It says holiday mail to our U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan should be sent by December 4th for arrival by Christmas. Holiday mail going to other military overseas, APO, FPO, zip code locations should be sent by December 10th, except for Iraq and Afghanistan. Customers can also use express mail, which is sent to other overseas military locations until December 18th for delivery by Christmas. And what happens is it goes into a main mailing facility and then it goes out from there. So although it might leave here and get there within a few days, it's still got to make it to the outskirts, FOBs and all of that out there. But if you're service member, your DH is going to be deployed over the holidays, keep these dates in mind so they don't sneak up on you. And I know it's always so hard to figure out what you're going to send for Christmas. I remember when mine was deployed to Afghanistan, I remember walking through the men's department going, gosh, what a luxury it was to be able to think, I'm going to buy a sweater, or what do you like, a pair of jeans, or what about a new jacket or something. And all those things you can't send. So it's like, okay, well, what can we send? So you got to kind of be creative on what you put in those care packages and maybe get a theme going or ask me. Maybe, if you put away a little bit now, maybe it's a Kindle or something. I mean, I know the prices come down to like $160 or something like that. And I don't know. Whatever is in your family budget, just think creatively and maybe make some homemade treats, freeze them, and then ship them frozen. And that way, by the time they make it to them, they still will be somewhat fresh versus sending something that's, been not frozen. Just again, as a reminder, holiday mail should be sent, if you're shipping to Iraq or Afghanistan, it should be sent by December 4th. That's the priority mail. Excuse me. I have to say, it's cold here. Have you noticed the leaves are changing? And I sort of am catching a little bit of a sniffle, so I apologize for that. If you're hearing that, I'm really trying to move the phone away. But so tonight, that's one of the things we want to talk about too, is some fall fun. So hold on for that. That'll be coming up here in just a little while. And, so I'm going to check over here into the chat room because I haven't been over there. And I'm going to say hi in the chat room. And if you're listening to us live and you haven't gone into the chat room, it's open. So please log in there and please say hello. Is this Marla? I'm in the chat room and she's like yelling at me, "Hey, Wendy." Hello.
Hi.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I couldn't be better. I'm very, very happy that you're here. How's the home front? For people that don't know, Marla is like the amazing mom of three whose sailor is not home right now, that you're like managing all of these things. How's our assistant and our second assistant doing?
The littlest assistant is here. He's trying to fall asleep but doesn't want to miss anything. The bigger assistant had a rough day, and he is now asleep in my bed, but he's doing okay. He had a really rough day at school today.
Is he feeling bad, do you think?
I guess it could be. They said that he cried for me all day, and the teacher was kind of like snotty about it and was like, you know, we can't deal with that all day long every day. And it's like, he's only there 2 days a week.
Well, you know, call me crazy, but isn't kind of like their job to
say,
Aiden, you know, look, honey, come look at the new Fisher-Price little guys, and here's let's make like a little craft with glue and get all messy. What can we do? You know what I mean?
Well, and call me crazy, but isn't that what I kind of pay for?
Yeah. Like, we don't pay you to just go, shh, stop that.
Yeah. Like,
I said, stop. I mean, seriously now, stop. Well, I'm so sorry he had a rough day.
So, but then I had a meeting at church and they had to get a kid's class.
Uh-huh.
And so he got to play with, like, his little best friend, and that it seemed to make his day
better. That's so sweet. Isn't it neat when they have best friends when they're little? It's the cutest thing.
Yeah. Kristen, I am trying to find you a link for the mail deadlines as we speak.
Oh, I have it right here. I apologize. I'm such a horrible person. It is. I'm going to post it in the chat room right now, and we'll post it. Well, it's already on our Facebook page, but I have it right here. I read off of this link. Just posted it right now in the chat. It's really long. Otherwise, I would say it on the air. It's like usps.com/communication. So just, yeah. If you just go to usps.com/supporting our troops, you can get there through that place. But that's got all kinds of information there. So usps.com/supporting our troops is the main hub for information on mailing dates. Thank you, Kristen, for prompting me to put that there. Okay, so I was just getting ready to talk about USAA, but since you're here, I want to hear if you have anything exciting to report since the last time we did a show. I've updated everybody on how to listen to the show. I've updated everyone on current highlights and talked about the Sears thing. And so I'm wondering if you've got anything you want to share.
I don't know. Do I share that if we got on the Sears thing or not? I do want to say that according to a group that I am on Cafe Mom, one of the moderators there was informed by Sears that they are currently still choosing people. So
oh,
if
really?
You did not,
okay, so if you haven't gotten an email, it's not too late.
And if you got an email, some people got an email with a number to call, asking them to call. Those people you do want to call because those people, they need more information. Like, for example, if you accidentally put in your name instead of your service members, you know, they can't verify it, so they need to speak to you. So,
oh, okay. Good deal.
Also, I have to share a little resilient military child story.
Okay.
If that's okay.
It is.
Katrina was at school today, and she got chosen to be the helper for the new kid, and she was very excited, you know. And
that's awesome.
But the little girl got kind of snotty with her and said,
uh-oh.
I don't really like you. I don't want to be your friend. And Katrina, my ever beautiful daughter, and this is totally from me. I know she got this behavior from me. It's all my fault. But she looked at the little girl and said, "That's okay. I'm moving in a couple weeks. We don't need to be friends."
Well, all right then.
So apparently she wasn't deeply affected by the fact that the little girl did not desire to be her friend. So, yeah.
My goodness.
It is definitely, it's definitely
She's already
been,
wrapping her mind around moving.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, okay, I'm moving on to the next thing.
Yeah, she's excited. You know, if you have little kids, call ahead to the school because you'd be surprised the things that they're willing to do to help you transition. I've already gotten her registration packets so I can send all that in. I'm sending it in next week. All of it will already be there. They're going to set everything up. When I get there, I take in the paperwork with our address and stuff. And their immunization records. They'll have already assigned her to a classroom. They said that if we want, they'll take pictures of the class and the classroom for me so that she can kind of have an idea of what she's transitioning to. And they've already contacted the Navy school liaison person to help us with the I mean.
That's wonderful.
It's awesome. It's really, really awesome.
I think this new Navy liaison, you know, if you're Navy, I mean, I know not everybody listens to us as Navy, but maybe the Army and the Air Force and the Marine Corps have something similar. You can check with your local service, you know, family service place to see if they offer that. I know, isn't it late? I just want to go on record and saying,
sorry.
We must really love this show because, man, it's late. We need to do this at, like, I don't know if we do better at 6 a.m.
No.
She's like, are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
Yeah, it's late, I have to say. So if you hear Marla yawning and me sipping my hot cocoa, it's because it's late.
Speaking of hot cocoa,
yeah.
Dryers, or it's actually on the East Coast, it's called Edy's, E-D-Y.
Yes.
Apostrophe S.
Familiar
hot
with it.
Cocoa ice cream. Hello.
What? That
sounds
yes. good.
Got it at the commissary on a fluke because I was just grabbing one, you know. I wasn't really paying attention. And, yes, hot cocoa ice cream.
I got to try that.
It's heaven in a bowl. And I top it with some whipped cream and sprinkles just for fun.
You know, I just have to say, if you're PCSing, if you're recovering from a PCS or have an impending PCS, you know what? What's a little hot cocoa ice cream or whatever?
Yeah.
I think it's just those little small things that make a difference. Definitely. Okay. All right. So anything else before we move on? Hi, baby.
No. I think that's it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, I meant to say, the lady at the commissary when I said, Christian, like, it's the one thing we forgot was hot cocoa. And I said, we forgot the hot cocoa. Can you go get some? So he comes back with that one box, but two. And the lady rings him up and she says, oh, good. The price hasn't gone up yet. Because they were like 99 cents. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, the price will go up the colder it gets. At the commissary? I said, yes. So I don't know if that's nationwide or if it's just me where, like, the Arctic cold comes. But I'm going to keep an eye on the price of the cocoa.
the great curiosity of the price hike in the Eastern Seaboard.
Yes. Okay, so really quick before we run out of time, I got to mention, you know, this because, you know, USAA, we love USAA. And, okay, so if you are thinking about, if you're in the market for a vehicle, a new car, and because, you know, big holidays are coming up or whatever your season is in your life,
If you're thinking about purchasing a vehicle and you haven't heard of USAA's new Auto Circle, you got to check this out. You just go to USAA.com and look for the Auto Circle. And how it works is if you've ever your service member has ever honorably served, you're eligible. And you can find, finance, and insure your new vehicle the easy way. And they even have an iPhone app or an iPod app. And the information says you can save up to $4,500 off of the suggested manufacturer's retail price or whatever, MSRP. So, and you can get pre-qualified. And you did that when you got your car. You guys got pre-qualified.
I did it all, yes. That is correct.
You did it all. That way you don't have to go in there with the car guys and stay in there for 5 hours.
Well, and you know what was neat was I did it on, like, a Friday night, and Trevor went in on Sunday. And, you know, if you go to buy a car on the weekend, that is the worst.
Yes.
Because there's, like, 25 billion people wanting a loan. And all he had to do was sign off the paper, hand it to the dude, here's your car.
It's amazing. I mean, getting pre-qualified, if you've never tried to get pre-qualified for a car, trust us when we say, you will be thanking us. You will be trying to find out where we live to say thank us. To say, oh, my gosh. Well, actually, you can find Marla pretty easy because she's, like, you know, in the capital of the United States pretty much. So, but
well,
I'm kind of squirreled away in, you know, the mountains. But
not for long.
Not for long. Okay, so check it out. It's Auto Circle on USAA.com.
And you know what I used today, speaking of Auto Circle? I used Home Circle.
Oh, see, I was going to mention that, but we're running out of time. Okay, so tell me about the Home Circle.
I was, because, you know, hopefully USS Next Command will land us in our desired location of USS back home.
Okay.
And so I wanted to see how much the houses were running there. Yeah, let's just put it this way. I probably won't be buying a home in that area. But it was so nice because you can actually see all, you can select an area, scroll up and down, side to side, click on it. You can see pictures of the house. And the same thing, you can, you know, you can pre-qualify for a loan. I didn't do the pre-qualification for a loan because we're not there yet. But
You know what? We're going to do a show featuring all of this and do like a, you know, when we have USA come on and talk about a topic, we're working on that right now. So I cannot wait till we can actually spend like full time and share all of this great information. Because if you're getting ready to PCS, you know, within the next, you know, 3 months or even 6 months or even a year and you know you're moving, it's fabulous. I know. I love USA. Definitely. Okay, so we need to get we need to wake ourselves up again. It's like 10:30. All right. So, up next, we're going to do a little bit of fall fun ideas. I just have a few quick tips for y'all, and Marla hopefully will have one too, and when we get back from the break. And then after that, we're going to share some highlights with the new CEO of the New Mexico, which, of course, you guys are sick of me saying that I'm from the state of New Mexico, and I love the state of New Mexico. And anything that happens in New Mexico, I'm always like, oh, that's so cool, I'm from New Mexico. So don't you know I crashed the change of command for the USS New Mexico and got an interview. So we're going to hear that coming up later. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with some more of the show. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio. We'll be right back.
U.S. Navy t-shirts, mugs, and more at NavyChief.com. Hot new designs for sailors, chiefs, officers, families, and all those who support our men and women in the United States Navy. NavyChief.com will ship anywhere in the USA, APOs and FPOs too. NavyChief.com offers silkscreen tees for your command, unit, ship, CPOAs, fundraisers, businesses, schools, and other special events. Let our in-house professional graphic artists design your next custom order. Huge selection of tees for only $10 each. NavyChief.com, supporting our shipmates since 1997. Veteran-owned, all NavyChief.com apparel is printed in the USA. Call us at 301-475-0437 or log on at NavyChief.com.
welcome back to the show. Up next, we're talking fall fun. The leaves are turning around us, and the weather is actually getting a lot cooler. I can actually see my breath outside. It's that cool up here. So we want to know, how are you celebrating the arrival of fall? I'm hoping we can figure out a way for people to upload some pictures of their pumpkins or Halloween costumes to our Facebook page. As long as it's family-friendly, we don't need anything crazy, racy Halloween costumes. Yeah. We want you guys to upload your pictures on our Facebook page, so visit us. Okay, so we have just a couple of ideas for fall fun. Fall is actually my favorite time of year, and I hope our next show we can concentrate some more on fall ideas. And that's why we want to hear from you on our page. So we'll post that question up as soon as the show is over, and you guys will have a chance to answer. All right, so one of the things that we're getting ready to do this weekend is go into to the apple orchard. They have one near here. And I grew up with apple trees. Even though I lived in New Mexico, we had apple trees. And so, like, when I had to buy an apple
what
or a pear, we had pears, too.
What kind of apple trees do you have in New Mexico? I mean,
we had
so barren and dry.
Red apples and green apples. I don't know what you call them. I mean, I don't think it was a red delicious, but like, first time I had to buy apples, even now when I have to buy apples, I'm like, what? We've got to buy it. So anyway, if you check your local area and see if there's an apple orchard nearby. And if there isn't, then try the farmer's market, but really try the apple orchard. And if your kids are going to a field trip, because that's usually a big thing for the little kids to do, the apple orchard field trip, figure out a way to go. You know, life's too short. Try and go on your kids' field trip if you can. So we even had apple trees in New Mexico. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I have a funny story to tell, which really is more family and personal. People probably don't care. But so my dad, he lives in New Mexico, and so they had a cleaning lady, and she was great. I mean, this very energetic lady would come clean the house, whatever, or, you know, whatever term you want to call, cleaning lady or cleaner help or whatever. And, well, she started making my dad apple pies. I don't know why, but anyway, that cleaning lady is no longer around. My stepmom, like, said nope. My dad's like, what? I like apple pie. So, anyway, I don't know why I said that. It's late. That's all I can say. It's late. All right, so that's been it. Okay, so I don't even know if you pulled up your notes for tonight. I mean, do you have
I
them?
Did. I just barely did during the commercial of NavyChief.com.
Okay, cool. Do you want to do the next one?
Sure. Okay. Not that I would do this, but
I got off of MarthaStewart.com. I've actually done it before.
Save some of the colored leaves to make a wreath or hang on fishing line, clear wire, and attach to the lighting fixture above your dining room table for quick, cost-friendly fall decor update. I won't be doing this because I will be PCSing.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Okay, so you're not just making fun of me. Okay.
No, I wouldn't do this year. But I'm definitely going to save that idea for next year because I think it would be fun for my kids. The one thing we've been doing, speaking of the leaves, is like when we go somewhere in the car, I say, you know, who can find a yellow leaf? And who can find a tree with purple leaves? Because we actually, there's a tree down the street that has purple leaves. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll have to take a picture of it.
Yeah, that's cool.
So.
Yeah, I think, and then, because I like this idea, too, because if you hang it from your light fixture, they're kind of out of the way. I mean, little hens can't catch them. You know what I mean? They're up, and they look really pretty. So I'll have to find the picture and post it, too, on the blog.
Yeah.
Okay,
awesome.
So, all right, so the next one, and then we're going to move on because we got, like, a quick lots of things going on. This one's kind of easy to do, I think, and doesn't cost a lot of money. If you've got a camera, break out the camera. Now's the perfect time of year to take some photos of the leaves, the different, you know, colors in the leaves, like Marla was saying. If you've got kids, take them to the park and do some great fall pictures And then if it's a digital camera on your cell phone, you can, put them in a frame, make that be your fall or Thanksgiving card that you send out to friends and family. Even if you do like a little digital e-card, make a little collage with your kids' pictures or with just pictures of scenery with nobody in them, a fall foliage. So I don't know if it's just me, but I keep seeing more and more military spouses starting photography businesses. Have you noticed this?
I have, and if there's any in my area, please contact me.
I mean, seriously, I probably have seen 4 in the past 2 weeks.
Definitely. I think it's because it's a portable career you don't need to have an education for. I mean,
and
you
can be self-taught.
Exactly. If you just have an eye and the spirit to do it, I think that anybody can do it. And that's where a lot of these wives are starting out. And I think it's awesome.
I think it's great. And I want to add that section to our website on our marketplace and put a tag there for photographers. And that way, if you're a military spouse, let us know, and we will tag you in there with our little Etsy shop owners and start getting a list together. Because I know there's I know Amy, who listens to our show all the time, she just started doing photography. And, what is the name? You know who I'm talking about? She's always on our listening. She's not listening tonight, so I can't think. It's Pixel by Pixel Photography. That's what it's called. And it's Amy.
Hmm.
So you will have to check her out. And, that's Amy. And she's on Facebook at Pixel by Pixel Photography. She just posted some fall pictures that she took. And they're beautiful. Oh, my gosh. So if you're, whether you are, want them done professionally, search. We'll post a couple of spouses that we know that are doing it. Maybe they live in your area. Or do a Google search or reach out to the spouses in your command and find out who does photography, and maybe you can hire them for like $50 or $200. I don't know how much they charge for an afternoon to get your kids out there. Or, like we said, grab your camera and get out and take some pictures yourself, get some fresh air, and make some memories. I love fall. It's my favorite time of year. Pumpkin spice coffee. Yeah, they're out of it at the exchange. You can buy it at Starbucks, or you can put it in your Keurig, like me. All right, so we're actually doing really good on time. Aren't you, proud?
I'm very proud
of this.
I'm
impressed. Yeah, so totally, like, happy. All right, so do you have any other fall fun ideas that you want to share? We got time for one more.
I'm trying to think.
I know, I've been done all the time.
The one thing I love to do is just let the kids, because my kids have such severe seasonal allergies, and spring and summer are really hard on us, to let them just run and go. I think that even though it's starting to get cool in some places, not everywhere, but in some places, just enjoy the time that you have that you can be outside, because it could get really, really cold, and then you guys are stuck in the house. And just enjoy nature. Just be in the area. Just be, I don't know. I guess that's the best.
Let them play in the leaves. I have pictures. I found pictures from last fall. Even Christian, he's kind of a bigger kid now. Raking leaves up and then just jumping. I have a little iFlip video of Christian. That's what it was. It wasn't pictures. It was an iFlip video of him, like, running and jumping into the big pile of leaves. So I know it sounds really simple, but, take time to do that. I think that would be, like, a lot of fun. I know he's like, oh, Mom, can I? And I'm like, no, you're going to get all dirty. You don't want to do that. He's like, please. Dad's like, for Pete's sake, let the boy jump in the leaves. I'm like, okay, fine. And then once it was all happening, I'm like, wait a minute, let me go get my camera. That was fun. All right, so. Okay. All right, well, so we hope we've inspired you to create some fall fun And we want to hear about what you're doing over on our Facebook page. So you can find us at facebook.com/mymilitarylife. And Kristen is going to help us test that feature and upload a picture. And then once you see hers, you guys can start to do yours. Hopefully we can get, you know, a good, I don't know, 5 or 10 pictures up there over the next few weeks. That would be really neat. I don't know. Maybe we'll get more.
That would be awesome.
That would be very cool. All right, so up next, I am going to share a couple of interviews that we've done with the new CEO of the New Mexico. I crashed the change of command, and actually I called the PAO, what I was supposed to do, but in any case, they're like, who are you? Why are you here? So it was kind of neat, so just bear with me. I think it's kind of cool to celebrate things that are from your home state or things you're passionate about. I grew up in a really, really small town, and anything exciting that happens in New Mexico, I'm like, oh, wow, I got to share this. I will say we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to share a little bit about the background of Commander George Perez that I found interesting, and a little bit about the state visit that they just did. So if your sailor is ever asked to do a state visit to their if their command is, you know, being asked to come and visit the state that the ship is named after, what you might experience. So we'll talk a little bit about that. So we'll take a quick break, and then we are going to share with you a couple of interviews with, like I said, the CEO of the USS New Mexico, his wife Liz, and then also to Dick Brown, who was the chairman of the commissioning committee. So we'll be right back after the break. Don't go anywhere.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment, or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA. We know what it means to serve.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, and this is Wendy, and I'm here with Marla. And up last on the show, we're going to highlight a kind of a cool event that I went to last week. Last Friday, the USS New Mexico, which is a fast attack submarine, had a change of command and welcomed a new CEO and his wife to the boat. And I went to the change of command and got to chat with him a little bit after the ceremony. And I just wanted to share a couple of things I thought was interesting. He actually, Commander Perez, is prior enlisted. And in his speech, he thanked his dad for always supporting him. And he said, you know, who thought that, you know, 24 years ago, the day the recruiter picked me up from my driveway, we'd be standing where we are today. And I just thought that was really cool. I mean, we don't I know there's a lot of COs out there that start off as enlisted, but you just don't hear about it too much. So I thought that was really neat that he brought that out. And his parents were there from San Antonio, and I got to meet them. So that was really cool. And the other thing I liked about Commander Perez was when he was in Afghanistan, he served in the same two units as Craig, which I thought was kind of neat, the 101st and the 82nd Airborne Division. And so that's kind of cool. People are always like, what did he do in Afghanistan? Where did he go? I mean, it just usually most people go to Iraq. Well, they did in the past. I guess it'll change now. But so those were kind of two cool things. And he's from Corpus Christi, Texas. And I had quite a contingent of family that was there. The ship sponsor, Mrs. G. Jimbastiani, I know I say it wrong, was also there, as well as her husband. So what we're going to start off with is just a short interview with the new CEO, Commander George Perez Jr., and his wife, Liz. And it's just a really kind of cool little clip. I hope you'll take a listen and join me. Don't go anywhere, and we're going to play this for you. And after that, we'll talk a little bit more, and we've got some more highlights to share. So we'll be So up next is joining us the new CEO of the New Mexico, Commander George Press.
Hi, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio. And today I had the pleasure of attending the change of command ceremony for the USS New Mexico. And as you all have heard me say a million times, I am from the state of New Mexico. So right now I've got the treat to introduce you to the New Mexico's new CEO. Today, he took command of the ship, and we're very excited to be here with him. I'm here with Commander George Press Jr. and his wife, Liz. Thank you for being on the show, sir.
Oh, we're glad to be here. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, what does this day mean to you, being a CEO of a submarine?
Well, really, this day is there are two parts to it. One is the personal culmination or satisfaction of reaching this pinnacle of a naval career. You talk to many senior officers that have had the experience of command at sea, and to a man, they will all tell you that, or men or women will all tell you that this is the pinnacle of, however long you're in the Navy, it all comes down to your command at sea tour. So professionally, on a personal level, I look forward to that challenge. It's kind of nice to have it start day one. I have the cell phone in my pocket already, and moving forward. Then on the other aspect of my professional, it's an opportunity again to work with a submarine crew. That something special about working with submariners. That's why I've been doing this business for 24 years, and it's why I look forward to the next 3 years. And so today is the start of again building that bond with a crew of submariners to do anything that they put their mind to, and that's kind of rewarding in itself.
Wonderful. Well, what's been your inspiration?
My inspiration, I've had several. I think, first of all, I had a lot of mentors in the Navy, men that have inspired me by their leadership, and really have made the business of submarine, as challenging as it can be, has made it fun. And every one of them, and I recognize all three of them in my speech, my mentoring commanding officers in the past. All three of those men, fine gentlemen, fine submarine warriors, and their leadership was inspiration and kept me motivated to keep going through the day-to-day challenges of being in the military, deploying, long days at work, but they keep it all in perspective, and they manage to bring home the good side of what's fun about the business. And so I'd say on a personal note, on the professional side, that's been one motivation. The other, of course, is my family. My family, my wife and kids motivate me to do well. And so,
yeah, family is important.
It is.
Absolutely. It's the backbone of the Navy. Yeah, I like to say anyways. So I'm also here with Liz, your wife. Thank you so much for taking time. I know you guys have all kinds of family here, and we just finished eating, so it's a big party here at the chapel here on base. What would you say to your fellow submarine wives on board the New Mexico, especially the ones, this is their first boat?
Well, we have something in common. This is really my first boat as well, and I'm very excited to be a part of the New Mexico family. Really looking forward to getting to know the wives, their families, and to really building a very cohesive, supportive family network to make this submarine tour as successful as possible, and to make George's command as fun as it possibly can for the crew and for the families.
That's great, because if it's not fun, you're doing something wrong, right?
Exactly.
we want everybody to enjoy this, and we want this to be memorable for them as it will be for us.
Okay. All right, well, it's a fall birthday here in Connecticut, and I just want to say thank you again to Commander George Perez and his wife, Liz, for taking a few minutes out of your special day to talk to our listeners, fellow submarine wives, and thank you so much. And good luck, and New Mexico is happy to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Happy to be here.
U.S. Navy t-shirts, mugs, and more at NavyChief.com. Hot new designs for sailors, chiefs, officers, families, and all those who support our men and women in the United States Navy. NavyChief.com will ship anywhere in the USA, APOs and FPOs too. NavyChief.com offers silkscreen tees for your command, unit, ship, CPOAs, fundraisers, businesses, schools, and other special events. Let our in-house professional graphic artists design your next custom order. Huge selection of tees for only $10 each. NavyChief.com, supporting our shipmates since 1997. Veteran-owned, all NavyChief.com apparel is printed in the USA. Call us at 301-475-4000. 800-288-0437 or log on at NavyChief.com.
Well, that was a cool little interview, wasn't it?
That was really cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really neat. And Liz, she did a great job because I just kind of snagged her by the arm and said, hey, do you have a few minutes? And she was really kind. So, yeah, so that was really neat. And the other thing I was going to tell you about Creator Perez is he also did an NROTC tour at Gainesville University of Florida.
That's
awesome.
So
he's a gator. I'm like, oh, he's a gator. I like him even more.
I guess.
You're like, yeah, whatever. So that was really cool. So I just want to say thanks again to the new CEO of the New Mexico, my home state, Commander George Perez Jr. and his wife Liz for taking a few minutes out of their special day to sit down and chat with me at the chapel there in New London. Okay, so then up next, the New Mexico is a fast attack submarine. It's the second newest submarine, and it was just commissioned back in, I want to say, April. We went to Norfolk for the commissioning, and it was a really big deal. And I was like, I drugged Craig there. He wasn't very happy about it at all because he's like, why do I want to go to a command thing that I'm not a part of? but he went, and so it was really cool. So since the boat is new, I mean, they haven't done a whole lot of things because they're brand new. But they did have a very active commissioning committee. And at the change of command, I was able to snag also the chairman of the commissioning committee, Dick Brown. And it's a Navy League-sanctioned committee, and they really adopt the boat and embrace it and try and do some really cool things for the sailors on board and do a lot in terms of adopting the boat and sending things out to the boat, and then also a home visit where they actually get to come to New Mexico, which I think is like the coolest part. They take like Sailors of the Year, Sailors of the Quarter. They just got back from a trip like last Monday, and they went to the Balloon Fiesta. And the big rivalry in my state is New Mexico State versus the University of New Mexico, and they actually played in Las Cruces. And my dad was at that game, and he didn't. And the other thing was, I'm like, well, Dad, why didn't you tell me that New Mexico Sailors were there? And he goes, oh, I forgot to tell you that. but you'll hear Dick Brown talk about it in the interview. So that was kind of cool. So if your sailor ever gets the chance or gets selected to do a home state, if the ship is actually named after a city or a state and they host that, you know, support that 100%. And it's so cool for the guys to go. I think they get treated like royalty for a week. When Craig was on the Nebraska, he went to Nebraska, and so much fun. They get, you know, carted around and VIP treatment and all of that. I think it'll be really neat. Is your new boat command, the USS New Command, is it named after a state or a city or anything?
It's
a person?
City that we're going to be home ported in.
Oh, well, so that doesn't make any sense. I mean, it does, but sort of like maybe you'll get to do like a state type of thing, like go outside the actual. Lovely. That's exciting.
I am very excited.
All right, so up next I'm going to bring on Dick Brown, and he is going to give us some information on the commissioning committee for the USS New Mexico. And really it was a treat to sit down with him. So hold on, we'll be right back with that interview. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, and I'm here in Groton with Dick Brown, who is the chairman of the Navy League's USS New Mexico Commissioning Committee. And we just got through with the change of command ceremony and welcomed Captain Perez to the new USS New Mexico. So, well, I'm glad to have you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. This is really a special occasion. Captain Perez, we were just meeting him now for the first time. But we're kind of excited. Our committee is teamed with the Hispano Chamber of Commerce in Albuquerque, and they're pretty excited about having a Hispanic skipper for USS New Mexico. It makes it kind of special.
It does. You're right. Well, tell me, how does the commissioning committee hope to support my home state submarine, the USS New Mexico, underneath the command of Captain Perez?
Well, we're going to continue doing what we have been doing. We bring the crew out for the Balloon Fiesta and other occasions, and they get to see different parts of the state. This last week, we had them out in Las Cruces for the Aggie-Lobo state rivalry football game.
I love that. My dad was there, actually. That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, the Aggies won. But when we left the game, he did the coin toss. Mark Procopius did the coin toss. And, when we left the game about, second quarter, we were winning. But turns out we didn't. Anyway, we do these kind of things for the crew. And the captain likes to bring the chief of the boat sometimes, but also the sailors of the quarter, sailor of the year. And we show them a pretty good time. We do a lot of good things for New Mexico. Right now we're getting some passageway curtains made for the boat in a nice New Mexico design, and we already have done that for the bunk curtains on the boat.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Anyway, with Captain Perez, we've invited him out to New Mexico in January to be part of the grand opening of a USS New Mexico exhibition at the New Mexico History Museum. And this exhibition is for the battleship New Mexico as well as the new submarine New Mexico. So it'd be kind of nice to have the CO there to help celebrate. It'll be timed with the state legislature going into session. By then we'll have our first woman governor. Our candidates for the governor are both women, so we don't know who's going to win.
Right.
I hope to introduced Commander Perez to our new governor. And I think we'll try to get the ship sponsor out too, Cindy John Bastiani. So
yeah, I saw her here today, yes.
She's here. She I don't know if they're still here now, but it's always good to see Admiral G and Cindy G. President Bush could never pronounce John Bastiani, so he called Admiral G just that. He could never pronounce John.
Right.
So we call her Cindy G, too. Cindy's been out many times to New Mexico also. We had her out for an Isotopes baseball game. Anyway, we do a lot of good things with the crew.
That's fabulous. I know it means a lot to the crew to be embraced by their home state and to feel that love, that southwestern love.
We have a very strong state submarine relationship. And I'm just representing a committee that is a hard-working group of Navy Leaguers. There's about 16 to 20 of us that all have little special capabilities that help support the submarine.
Right. And for more information on the committee, they can go to your website, right?
Yes. In fact, we have a really good website that we keep up to date all the time. It's you could just Google USS New Mexico and you'd come up with it, but it's ussnewmexico.net.
Yes, and you guys are on Facebook, right?
No, I don't think we're on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I saw a Facebook page that's New Mexico, maybe it's not part of the commissioning committee.
Maybe not.
But,
yeah.
Okay, well, great. We'll encourage everybody to check out the website. And, you know, it's a nice fall day here in New London, Connecticut. The leaves are on the ground. People are still inside eating and enjoying themselves. And I just want to say thank you so much to Mr. Brown. He is the chairman of the Navy League's USS New Mexico Commissioning Committee. Thank you, sir, for spending time with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, everybody, welcome back live to the show here. Or if you're listening to the archive in the archives, you know, we're glad that you're listening to us as well. Marla, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes?
And, yep.
So cool, huh? I somehow figured out how to do a live interview on high-tech equipment, I might add, and upload it, make an audio file, upload it, run it through iTunes, and play it all without, you know, I'm like really excited about that.
That's awesome.
It's a first for us. So I just want to say thanks again to Mr. Dick Brown, who is the chairman of the commissioning committee for the USS New Mexico, which is a Navy League group. And for that interview, I just think that was really cool. He was really nice. And he's the one person I didn't get a picture of. I took a bunch of pictures that day. I know, can you believe? So if you want to see the pictures from the commissioning, I'll put the link on our Facebook page. But you can go to our Flickr page. It's flickr.com/photos/mymilitarylife. Flickr.com/photos/mymilitarylife, and that's going to house a lot of our pictures that we take, and we'll put some also on Facebook. I wish there was a way that I could figure out how to upload photographs to Facebook, Flickr, and the blog all at the same time versus having to do it individually. There's got to be a way to do it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I know either. I've seen people do it, so.
Yeah. All right, so Marla, are you still awake? It's late on the East Coast.
I am. I am still awake, and I'll probably be awake for another, like, 2-3 hours.
Ay. I know this is when I get the most work done, late at night.
It's the only time that I have to me.
Okay, all right, so we're going to wrap up our show. If you can believe it, we're just about out of time. Can you believe that? An hour goes by quickly.
It went by really fast, and here I was stressed out because one child wouldn't go to bed.
Now he's, like, asleep, right?
Yep. He is down for the count.
Okay. All right, so we are planning our shows for the fall and winter right now, our topics. So if you are a favorite listener and you have an idea for a show topic, or if you want us to interview somebody, or if you have a great story to share, we want to hear from you. So find us on Facebook at facebook.com/mymilitarylife. You can send us a message there. Or you can send us an email. You can send it to Marla at mymilitarylife.com or Wendy, excuse me, at mymilitarylife.com. Either one, and we'll get it. And, yeah, so we are working on that schedule right now, and we're going to bring to you the experts at USA to talk about home circle and auto circle. We are working on a Thanksgiving Day show. We are working on a favorites show that we always do for the holidays. We're working on that. And some other cool stuff. So if you have any ideas, let us know. And also, the other thing that we need to have on, because the latest Military Spouse magazine just had the newest list for military spouse-friendly employers. So we'll do that for you guys, too. And have you seen the new Military Spouse magazine, Marla? I got to just mention
yes.
it real quick.
Yes.
And
do you
see Babette on the
that
front?
Hot lady on the front?
I know. I'm like, that is so cool. I'd seen it online, and because my subscription hasn't found me yet, and I went into Fleet and Family twice, and then finally today I actually asked somebody, I said, do you guys have the October Milspouse magazine? And the lady's like, oh, all we have is September and July or August. But we do have the one they mailed us, but you can't have that one. Well, that's the one I want. So I was able to look at it inside Fleet and Family. I don't know what's the problem, why they don't have any extras. But
our Fleet and Family said they only got like 4 copies this month for October.
4?
Yeah. She's like, there wasn't very many.
That's weird.
So I don't know if like they're planning an event and so they're holding on, you know, somebody's holding on to them. I don't know. But yeah, I ended up buying mine at the commissary.
I might have to do that till I can get my, you know, now that I've moved or whatever. All right, so check the latest issue of Military Spouse magazine. It has Babette, the editor, on the cover, and it's all about, has her little, her editor's letter talks about her experience with a breast cancer scare, I think. And so it's just a great issue. I mean, I just got to flip through it quickly, but it has that, and it's just a cute picture on the front. You got to get it. And highlights? Go ahead.
Wanted to add, Milspouse Magazine now also has a digital version online. If you are, I believe you have to be a registered member. And then the digital version, I believe you can get it. They're doing, for the digital magazine, it's free for the month of October. But you can turn the pages. You can put it on your phone or your iTouch, it looks like.
That is cool.
From the images that I saw. Yeah. And there's a whole section on breast cancer awareness and all the products out there for
Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is also the month of October.
Yes. So.
And there was something else I was going to tell you, but now I can't remember what it was.
Did it have to do with hot cocoa ice cream?
That I'm enjoying a bowl with sprinkles and whipped cream right now. That's what I was going to ask you. Does every command, because you had said about the New Mexico's commissioning committee, everybody, every command has that? So, like, if I look up USS Next Command, they might have one?
They might, depending on how long ago it was commissioned. You know, when our previous command, the Nebraska, they didn't have a commissioning committee, but they had the big red sub club because, you know, Nebraska Cornhuskers, they're like the red, whatever. Their uniforms are red, so they called it the Big Red Sub Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a Navy League committee. And they would send, I've talked about it before, they would send steak. They would send all kinds of stuff. I mean, they really would just, like, I mean, all kinds of stuff. It was fabulous. Now, I guess if you're, like, on the Maine or something, I guess I don't know if they'd send lobster. I don't know what. It's sort of like, you know, whatever their state's famous for. I know New Mexico, when I met Dick Brown, he gave me two little chili pepper pins, like a green chili pepper and a red one for red chili and green chili. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. That is the cutest thing. So I don't know if they're, like, sending Hatch green chili to the sub. I don't even know if the guys would clue in. I mean, everybody likes Mexican food. So I don't know. But I would check. There's got to be some kind of club, whether it's called commissioning or not. You know?
I'll have to check it
check
out.
Check with, have him check with the boat or check with the supply department who receives all the goodies. They should be able to.
Well, as USS Next Command's ombudsman, I feel I should be abreast of
the Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. That's the other announcement we had. God bless you. God bless her. She is going to just.
And let me tell you all a funny little story. So I have this wonderful four-month-old who is a beautiful joy to my life, just like all my other children. But this child will not take a bottle for the life of me.
Really?
Yes. So
even
I have
after
to call
4 months? Can he,
yes.
Is he like, wow.
So I contacted Fleet and Family in Little Creek. And they are going to help me because I have ombudsman training the weekend after IPCS because, you know, I have to do everything in the midst of chaos. And they are going to help me so that I can nurse him. Like, Trevor can bring him to me. I can nurse him. Trevor can take him back and still complete my ombudsman training.
Wow.
Yes, so a shout-out and a props to Fleet and Family at Joint Forces Base Little Creek. Joint Expeditionary. That one
well,
base.
That's cool. That's great. I think that's great. Oh, gosh, Marla's going to be an ombudsman. And I mean, you're probably...
I've done it before, if that makes you feel any better.
Okay, good. I was at Clayton Family, and there was a spouse talking about, she was obviously an ombudsman, and bless her heart, she was just kind of a little bit overwhelmed. So if you're an ombudsman, God bless you. Definitely. Oh, you know what? I got to do a quick shout-out. If anybody's running the Army 10-miler, our friends over at Army Wife Network are running, there's a group that they've put together that's running the Army 10-miler this weekend on October 24th, and I just want to wish them luck to Star and Tara and their crew. They are we should only be so motivated to put a team together. I mean, that's, I think it's awesome. They're going to descend upon DC and run the 10-miler, and then the weekend after that is the Marine Corps Marathon, the People's Marathon in D.C. And
what
the,
is that?
The Marine Corps 10K. So it's 10-miler, it's 10K. Big difference. It's next weekend. It's the 31st on Halloween. And I thought about doing it. I thought, what's the timeline? Can I, like, walk run it?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Can I ride a bike? Because I'm ready to do that, like, now, but I can't run it.
It's that's October 31st. So I hope that there's going to be some military spouses that are going to participate in either the Army 10-miler or the Marine Corps Marathon or Marine Corps 10K. That's happening on the 31st. So big shout-out to you all. Big word of encouragement. We're very proud of you for endeavoring to complete that challenge. And who knows, maybe 1 year we'll actually join you.
Oh, that reminds me. I don't know if I got to do this when they did it, but a big shout-out to anybody who participated in Bubba's Belly Run for Captain Brian Bunting, who was killed overseas. His wife was the Army Military Spouse of the Year for Military Spouse Magazine.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And so
we need to put that link on our website. Did they have a website or something?
Yeah, she does. I'll have to find the link and post it. But, yeah, so she's an amazing military spouse, and just an asset to the cause of military spouses as well as military widows. So shout out to Nikki and everyone who did the belly run. That's awesome. It's really cool because they have, like, the run, and then they have, like, the belly trot type thing. Like, everybody that's pregnant doesn't have to run it. They get to do, like, a walk. So I thought that was really cool. So it's pretty awesome.
I like the name. That is really neat. Yeah, please put the link on our Facebook page so when people listen to this later, they can go there and search for the link. I think that'll be cool. All right, so we're about out of time. I will let you guys know we are working on our party celebration show for our big, huge 100,000 download episode, and so we need your phone call still for that. You can find us or leave a message at 904-386-7896, 904-383-7896. And once we get those compiled, we will start running them through our shows. I think that's kind of cool. So please leave us a message. We want to hear from you. And let's see. You want to do our disclaimer before we go?
Sure. Our disclaimer is that we are not part of any official government agency, the Department of the Navy, or Department of Defense. The views and opinions expressed here are that of our co-hosts and guests and do not reflect any official Navy policy. Any advice we give is strictly that of the co-hosts and our individual guests. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. We hope that you had as good a time as we did. Favorite listeners, please visit us at MyMilitaryLife.com for archive shows, show times, and upcoming guest information.
Yes, thanks everybody for listening. We really appreciate you guys tuning in, whether it was live tonight or if you're hearing us in the archives. And thanks, Marla. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Thank you for doing it.
Let the assistants know I appreciate them, you know, complying.
I will.
They are allowing us to do our thing.
They'll all get hot cocoa ice cream tomorrow night.
You know, Kristen's like, I made my own cup of hot cocoa because you guys were talking about hot cocoa. So I know it's late, and sometimes it's hard to keep the energy up, you know, at like midnight on the East Coast here. So thanks for bearing with us tonight. I know we've been gone for a couple weeks, so we are glad to be back. I want to say thank you so much to the new CO of the New Mexico Fast Tech Submarine, Commander George Perez Jr. and his wife Liz, and also just a treat to meet his parents. So it was a pleasure. I know they'll listen to this in the archives. And also Dick Brown, who was the chairman, is the chairman of the USS New Mexico's commissioning committee. That's part of the Navy League. You can find him over at ussnewmexico.net. Pictures of the change of command are on flickr.com/photos/mymilitarylife, where you can find us on our Facebook page. Just search My Military Life. Thanks, Marla. Again, you're awesome as always.
Thank you. You have a great night.
All right, you too. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.
thinking about you. Baby, lately, when I'm all alone, it's just about the only thing I do.